This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, we'll off the show with it. The story last night, another Cleveland Browns incident involving a traffic stop a few nights ago in one Miles Garrett, who was cited by Strongsville police for going 100 miles per hour in a 60 miles per hour zone Saturday at 2:01 a.m. We have the audio from the stop via the Strongsville Police Department.
Unfortunately, I do got to issue a citation, okay? It was 160, 40 miles over. You have two options. You can either waiver it. That means you're just going to pay for it, not go to court. If you do want to go to court, it's the 14th at 9:30 a.m. at Strongsville's Miles Court, okay? Okay, sir, here's your copy, and be safe pulling out here.
That was somebody who was also pulled over within the last week and a half. It's not a great feeling, I'll have to say.
You said what about it's not a great feeling?
Well, this happened in your hometown?
Yes. This is a week and a half ago.
Oh, you're going to compare yourself and your ticket to Miles Garrett?
Well, Miles Garrett, for $250 for him, is just a drop in the bucket compared to what, thankfully, I didn't have to pay the ticket because I was given a warning.
Oh, wow. It must be nice to be the sons of the AD's son.
That's not what I got off on.
Must be nice.
Your connections in Stras Vegas.
My connections, yeah.
They helped you out?
I went through Stras Vegas one time, and they're like, excuse me, son, looks like you got a taillight out. And then all of a sudden he pulled out his baton and busted my taillight out.
You probably deserved it.
Oh, I did I? Wow,
reckless speculation.
That is not an indictment on the Strasburg Police Department, Strasburg's finest. That is an indictment on Ken Carmen.
That's an indictment on me? How? I just made up that story off the top of my head.
Yeah, I just made that allegation up as well.
What? The allegation up of what? As what?
The one against you, not the one against Miles Garrett. This is, according to sources, legit.
Well, you are the...
The source is the body cam from the cop.
I want to point out, anything else to any friends that Mitch might have, do not get him on the stand if you're in trouble. Whatever you do, it is... You put in a performance that makes Cato Kalin look like Jack Nicholson.
Who's Cato Kalin?
Yep.
I'm kidding. I know exactly who Cato Kalin is. Yes.
Who is he?
The OJ trial guy.
Okay. Well done.
I saw the show and the documentary. Speaking of the Cleveland Browns...
Look at all this! We can see all his face right now. Go ahead, Mitch. Continue.
Speaking of the Cleveland Browns, yesterday we had one prospective college quarterback talking about them on Ross Tucker's podcast. Drew Aller, Medina native and Penn State slinger, talking about how special it would be to play for his hometown team.
That would definitely be special because, I mean, my parents, my dad had season tickets growing up. They've been passed down since my great-grandfather. So
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so, like, back in the, I think, 50s or 60s is when my family first got the tickets in their name. So that would definitely be surreal just because, you know, I grew up going to every home game from the time I was 7 to 8 years old to by the time I was a freshman in college.
Oh, you go to every home game?
Yeah, yeah, no matter the weather or the record. Yeah.
I wonder what those ticket prices are for his great-granddad compared to now, which would be crazy.
It's not that I'm wondering. I want to know, and they're local, so somebody might be able to reach out and tell me, how many times did someone in his family go, that's it, I'm done with these damn tickets?
I called us.
Or how many times did a family member of Drew Aller call the station and go, you know, I've been a season ticket holder since 1960, whatever. How long did he say it was?
He said great-granddad, so I'm thinking 50s, 60s.
Yeah, you're thinking... Yeah, probably in the same. He's younger guy, so you're probably thinking, yeah, probably 50s, 60s, yeah. I've been a season ticket holder since 1951. How many times do you think that somebody said that?
Well, we've been through this before, past quarterbacks. Brady Quinn, DeShone Kizer. Was DeShone Kizer...
He was from down the road.
Yeah, and...
Toledo.
He went to Toledo Central.
What about... Yes. Was there coaching-wise, was there Rob Chudzinski?
Chudzinski was from...
But wasn't there something about a bar up there?
My buddy is texting me about Strasburg police right now.
Patton lived out on the islands after.
Well, he did after, yeah. So I always wonder if fans even care anymore. Like, the Bernie thing, that tugged at the heartstrings in a different way because he was in the region.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Basically manipulated an entire draft to be able to come to Cleveland, which if that ever happened today.
Oh, my God.
And another team didn't get Bernie in that exact same scenario.
Oh, man.
I mean, people would crush Bernie.
Just think about it.
It'd be a debate every day on First Take.
If you were a season ticket holder and the Browns had just went through 1-31, but you've got this 6'3", eighth grader, and you're like, maybe he's the next quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. Do you hold on to the season tickets just for that? Just for the foreshadowing of maybe my kid becomes the starting quarterback here?
So,
because he would have been in high school right after that.
Axel's not listening, so I can say this. I wouldn't say that. I think his future as a player would probably be the same as mine. But he seems to be all in. Like, he wants to go to, like, I want to go to John Carroll. I want to be a football. Like, okay, he can be a head coach of 31 other teams. I do not want him being the head coach of the Browns.
In John Carroll's field goal armor.
That's fine. I don't think he'd play. I think he'd be like a grad assistant or a student assistant, then a grad assistant, and all the other stuff. I'm just saying, I don't want him to be in a position where he has to be criticized by Browns fans. No. Mm-mm. If I was Drew Aller's father, no, not a chance. Even if it were the Steelers, fine. I hate to say it, but you can't go home twice. I don't know. I don't want that pressure.
And finally, at Steelers camp yesterday, we have Cameron Hayward talking about his recent hold-in and desire for a new contract. After signing an extension last year, he feels like he needs to get his pay.
Looking for my contract to be addressed. You know, I know what I bring to this team and what I'm capable of. It's hard for me to, after the year I've had, to really justify playing at the number I'm playing at. You know, I understand I signed a contract last year. To be completely honest with you, when I signed that, I told them, you know, when I have an all-pro year, expecting me to come back. And I think everybody kind of giggled a little bit, but in my heads, I used it as motivation to improve it.
There are reports suggesting that Hayward could be willing to miss regular season games for this potential pay.
He's 36. He just said he had signed a new contract. I don't know. I don't know. Do you think he's going to get his way here?
I don't know why they're busting his chops over. Just give him a little bit of extra money. Give him a raise. You're going for it all right now with Aaron Rodgers. If you didn't sign Aaron Rodgers, it was just Mason Rudolph. It's like, all right, happy trails. But you have Aaron Rodgers. You didn't bring. Why did you bring in Aaron Rodgers? I know Pony says that Mason Rudolph's better than Aaron Rodgers. Pony says a lot of things that are really stupid. You brought in a guy. What is their goal? Is their goal not to try to go for a Super Bowl with this guy?
But you would admit, like, this is a one-year thing, right?
Yes.
Well, he's already under... Cam Hayward's under contract for this year. So
I understand that.
Why? And what if every player on the Steelers said, well, wait, don't you want to win this year? It's one year. It's one year only.
Not every player.
Every player on the Steelers do this?
Not every player. It's Cam Hayward. Cam Hayward is I know he's supposed to be the heart and soul, and if he's supposed to be the heart and soul, he ain't asking for money. Okay, it's still a business. And at the end of it, people won't really remember. Just give him his money and move on.
But so where's the cutoff, though? Because if they do it
Cam
here...
Hayward. Okay, Chris Boswell. Yeah. Then that's it. Cam Hayward can have a raise. Chris Boswell can have a raise. We'll make an addendum for this year, and then that's it. I'll give you more money this year. Why can't I just give you more money this year? You're going all in this year anyway. It's one last ride for Aaron Rodgers. You're either supposed to be a Super Bowl team or you're going to win like four games. So you might as well go ahead and go for the gusto here and stop bothering yourselves. Yes.
That's it for About Last Night.
Oh, okay. Excellent as always. I thought you had like a point to make about all that there, Mitch. Mitch, you're more than welcome to make
Here's
a salient sports
over.
Point.
I had a Drew Aller question to ask you. I know we've got loaded show. We got Greco coming.
Mitch had to defend the Strasburg police and somebody texted me. He's like, there's one cop there. Go ahead. What were you going to say there?
Just Drew Aller. If he were better... If he were just a better prospect, and I know he could still go top five next year, right?
Yeah.
But fans have seen him against Ohio State. Like, had he have rocked out against Ohio State, would the fact that he mentions Cleveland Browns, season ticket holders, would that matter? Because right now, fans are saying what percentage of the fans would rather just have Shador Sanders than Drew Aller?
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.